Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Education officials in McMinn County, Tennessee, are standing by their ban of the Pulitzer Prize-winning graphic novel Mouse by Art Spiegelman. Spiegelman's story about the Holocaust depicts Nazis as cats and Jews as mice. He based it on his parents' ordeal in the Auschwitz concentration camp during World War II. They survived the camp. Mouse has been included in school curricula since it was first published in 1980. But the 10-member McMinn County School Board cited what it called objectionable language and a cartoon image of a nude woman as it banned the book. So let's bring in Art Spiegelman, the author of Mouse, and thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here. I listen to your show. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate that. What was your reaction when you first heard about this ban?
I've now gotten it down to jaw-dropping disbelief.
Jaw-dropping disbelief.
As you said, like, this has been used in schools for a very long time, usually from middle school on up. And I used to have my doubts, like, is this all right? Am I robbing children of their childhood? Because the book was never made specifically as a young adult or child's book. I have now learned over the last, whatever it is, 30 to 40 years, that there are really intelligent children and really stupid adults. And it's very narrow-minded of me to figure out where it should end up as a book.
So Tennessee bans your book about the horrors of the Nazis and the Holocaust. But of course, it was the Nazis who were known for, among other things, for book banning, throwing Jewish books into massive bonfires. Does that strike you as the ultimate irony?
Well, ultimate irony, I think there's a large contest for first place across your newspaper every day now, but this is certainly one of them. There are people in, what's it called, Minn County or McMinn County. Who really want the book taught there, and there are others who don't. Right now, it seems like the local community standards is what's in place, and therefore they can kind of almost laughably get upset about the word damn in a book, even though I think that Gone with the Wind has been available in Tennessee for many decades, as in, I don't give a damn. So they're displacing their real anxieties about teaching this material onto rather silly and short-sighted distractions.
I want to ask you about some of their reasoning. One board member mentioned vulgar and inappropriate content and said, we don't need to enable or somewhat promote this stuff. How do you answer that?
Well, I would say, what's the real inappropriate content? Is the real inappropriate content explaining what happened to millions of people in World War II as a result of their embrace of authoritarianism and fascism? Or is it the word damn? Come on, these kids know the word damn from the time they're saying, damn it, school lunch is going to be late today, says a first grader. What's obvious is that they can't be as upset about those words. It's not like a long streak of potty mouth dialogue. They're in very specific places in the book. They have a purpose. And the so-called nude woman is a very small, one-inch-high picture of my mother in the bathtub. She committed suicide and seen from overhead in a pool of blood. If that has any titillating value, I can't figure out what part of the brain it would come from.
Well, Mr. Spiegelman, it looks like the ban is actually sparking a renewed interest in your book. We've heard that discussion groups about Mouse are springing up in Tennessee, one being held by St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Athens, and sales of the book are up as well. So in the end, an effort to ban your book appears to be backfiring and actually renewing interest in it.
Okay, Anthony, we'll put it on the irony list, because it tends to work that way almost all the time, except when the books are actually burned or the people who wrote the books are actually burned. And I'm glad for the discussions that are going on in McMillan County, and I think my lecture agent is trying to organize something where I'll be in an hour-long Zoom conversation through that either that church or another to talk about the book with interested parties, which could include the school board if they want to be there, and I hope the 14-year-old kids who might be getting the book through other sources or would want to and have some kind of direct conversation.
Mr. Spiegelman, we are in this moment, and you sort of alluded to this earlier, when many local school boards and groups of parents seem to be pushing back on a number of issues, from critical race theory to mask mandates to the inclusion of certain books in this case. So you're suddenly in the midst of this culture war, it seems like. And I'm just wondering how you're thinking about that.
You know, I'm really still trying to sort it out for myself, because obviously books from minorities that haven't been represented in schools for decades because it's a hegemony of attitudes the books that are coming out on various issues relating to gender, they seem to be the first on the firing line. Now, Mao's, a book that at this point has, forgive me saying it, I'm just trying to give a correct adjective, is canonical. It's been taught in schools for a long time. Even I've gotten used to that fact. And this is not good for their children, even if they think it is. So rather than try to teach down, they should try to do what the people putting together the curriculum for that school were pleading for, which is just let the book be there. It's a curriculum. We support it with other material in the context that it's presented in. It is hardly a presentation of bad language and hot sex. it's just not that. It's so far from that.
Well, Art Spiegelman, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning graphic novel Mouse, which was banned by a Tennessee school board earlier this month. Thank you for talking with us. We're very grateful.
Oh, thanks for having me, Anthony. Good luck. Bye-bye.